T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
He heard that. If he heard the last 5 minutes there, he's probably a pissed off Wojnarowski right now, I'll tell you that.
I made him wake up on the wrong side of the bed.
Oh, yes, you did. Ladies and gentlemen, a little earlier than usual, it is Wednesdays with Wojo. How you doing, Bob?
Well, well, so there's a new little fella in town, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
Uh-huh.
When you gonna take that.
When you going to Haiti?
By the way, because I did get up early and I was listening, Dan Campbell's 4 rules that he laid out at the start of training camp for his play, I would definitely fail on at least 2 of them and probably all 4. Don't be late and keep your weight in check.
Yeah.
No.
Come on. Hey, you're paid to do that. That's part of the job.
Well, it was interesting that as they kick off training camp, aren't his 4 rules pretty much every single football coach's 4 rules?
Should be, yeah.
Yeah, don't be late, keep your weight in check, don't disrespect the game or your teammates. I guess that's why I'm not a football player.
By the way, before we start getting really inquisitive, how's your house?
It's standing. It's four floodings later, we figured out the problem is just going to take a lot of trench digging and repair work. Underground pipes, I don't know if it had to be the storm, but also maybe over time, they just sort of collapsed.
Yeah. Is it still in condition for the Stoney and Jansen draft party?
Well, as long as you stay out of the basement, certainly it is. Yeah, oh, but the upper floor is perfectly fine. The Lake Wojo has turned into Mud Wojo. Oh, we could have one of those mud football tackle games.
Oh, those are great.
This is getting really good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That would be fun. All right. John mentioned the draft. I don't know if you even need Wojnarowski for this, or do we? I mean, we watched Troy Weaver yesterday. I asked him a question. You asked him a couple of questions. He's playing it close to the vest. He's not, you know, tipping his cards, which he shouldn't, but you anticipate that it's going to be Cade Cunningham, don't you?
I mean, yeah, I do, but Stoney, you were on that Zoom call as well, and we know Troy Weaver's history. Is he playing a little bit of the coy game that GMs play before a draft? Well, to a certain degree, and you would just chalk it up to that, oh, please, they're taking Cade Cunningham, except that it's Troy Weaver, who comes from an organization, Oklahoma City, that made all sorts of wild moves, and in 1 year at the Pistons, has made all sorts of, I wouldn't say wild moves, but provocative and aggressive moves. So, and what would he get if he's totally set on Cade Cunningham, like 100%, not even close? What would he gain by playing a little game? Like, will you say, well, to see if there's better offers? Well, if you're even thinking there's better offers, then there's probably other players like Mobley or Jalen Green who are kind of close to Cunningham, so why not see what you could get out of it? So I don't think it's all posturing at all. But if it was any other GM that we didn't know didn't have his history, it sounds like posturing, and I think it'll be Cunningham. But I don't know, the whispers in the NBA circles, and maybe they're being put out there for posturing purposes, but they say the Pistons are not set and that Jalen Green knocked it out of the park when he worked out for the Pistons. We'll see.
If it's anybody other than Cade Cunningham, how much will you look at that individual, whether it's Jalen Green, Evan Mobley, anybody else, and just say, you know what, I've got faith in Troy Weaver?
Well, I will go ahead and renew my faith agreement with Troy Weaver in writing if he takes somebody other than Cade Cunningham, as long as he doesn't do it with the number one pick. In other words, if he takes somebody else, he's got to get, in my mind, something for it to move down
right
to two or three or wherever. And then it becomes, you know, I don't like the idea of just doing it for a future first-round pick because, you know, if you love Cade Cunningham, take him. Don't worry about a future first-round pick. But if it's close and you can make a deal, but if he stays at number one, I would be very surprised if he doesn't take Cade Cunningham. He has to get something more.
Absolutely. And just, you know, look, we saw what co-tenant of Little Caesars Arena, Steve Eisenman, did over the weekend. Yeah. Obviously, they got free agency starting in about 3 hours as well. But I like what the, you know, on paper, I've never seen these kids play, neither of you probably. You know, I like the actual plan of what he had to do.
I like the philosophy, certainly. A 6'6" goalie, I like that concept. Kind of fills up the entire net. Big defenseman, kind of working for the now and for the future with, you know, some veteran guys like Nick Leddy and stuff like that. Like that, but yet, you know, got a goalie for now and a goalie for the future theoretically. Yeah, I mean, sometimes I feel like a dope. Now, do you guys ever feel like dopes?
Yeah, every morning.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm not out of line there. Sometimes I feel like a dope that all we do, rightly so, I think, is praise the moves that Weaver makes and Eiserman makes and Brad Holmes makes because we like them so far, and yet, you know, we still have all losing teams here. Now, I know I'm not just saying down the line that's what we're counting on, but I think they're doing the right things, and I think it's going to all show up on the ice, on the court, on the field. Just have no idea when.
So, yeah, well, and actually having said that, we don't really have any idea when, but when you look at the moves that Steve Eiserman made prior to the draft in bringing in Leddy and bringing in a goalie and making some of those moves, are they taking steps to be better next year?
Yes.
I think it drives Eisenman crazy that the Wings have been so bad on the ice in the actual play. Although they did improve last year, that's why he went and got Ned and Leddy. See what I did?
Yeah.
That's what
yes.
Goalie. Yeah, and that's short Ned. Ned and Leddy, and he knows. And it's something that Avila started to realize this year with the Tigers after that 9-24 start. Listen, you can people understand the plan. You can preach patience, but holy smokes, you can't just keep being the worst team in the league year after year. And Eisenman recognizes that. He has pride and everything else. And yeah, I do think he realized he had to, especially on that defense, shored up quickly for this season, even if it's just bridge players. Like with the Tigers, Robbie Grossman is a bridge player and Jonathan Scope is a bridge player. That's fine. It doesn't cost you anything. They're not that expensive to win a couple extra games, a few extra games to keep fans interested.
We just talked to Andy Staples about the college football realignment. So are you ready for the conference opener in a few years when it's going to be Michigan against Oregon?
That would be interesting. That'd be entertaining. My fear, and I heard the Andy Staples thing, and you guys, I think, feel the same way. I understand what it's all about, and I just think college football is destroying some things, and it's greed and need and quest to grow and money, and Texas has to have more money, and the SEC. Yeah, you know, rivalries and traditions and all that.
We're losing the charm.
Absolutely, and it's becoming like an Uber NFL. They're talking about having, 32-team super conference where they just play each other. Basically, the top teams seceding from the rest of college football, if that's what it could lead to. I think all of that kind of, frankly, sucks. And no, I'm not being get off my lawn. I miss the days of Michigan and Iowa at noon and Michigan Stadium. No, but just be careful with. I mean, they are all bowing to, especially Texas's greed. And let me ask you this. Do you think the Big Ten got caught short? A, and I heard you say this, because Kevin Warren is a new, relatively new commissioner. But don't you think that they were also a little bit shaken by how the Big Ten handled last year's pandemic and was much less driven to play football as these other conferences?
Yeah.
Texas and Oklahoma. I'm going with the SEC where it'll be more competitive and tougher, but they're playing. They're doing everything they can. While the Big Ten, which we do admire, can be kind of high and mighty and just wants the better academic institutions, which, again, we admire, but they might get left behind.
I think money is the main thing for Texas, more than even the actual competition, because the Longhorn Network's so bad that they hope that the SEC.
No, it is money, but they saw the season was going to be canceled.
Yes.
For Big Ten.
Yeah.
That would have cost them a ton of money.
Yeah, and when you talk about money, it's even more so for those Pac-12 teams. The motivation to go to a school like the Big Ten or a conference like the Big Ten, because in 19, when things were normal, they paid out $55 million per school in distributions, whereas the Pac-12 was right around 32.
Right. Same thing with the SEC versus the Big 12.
Right.
The different disparity in what they paid out. So I say if the Big Ten needs to trump everybody, go get the Kansas City Chiefs. I mean, just go ahead and do it. Be done with it.
Obviously, this morning we talked a lot about the Simone Biles. I imagine you and Jeff did on your show yesterday. It's interesting. I'm never going to criticize her because I have no idea what somebody's going through. I think it's really easy for somebody to throw stones, no pun intended, at somebody with mental health because you don't know. I do think there's a double standard, though, the way we treat men who say they have mental health or choking in games as opposed to what women go through, don't you?
Well, I don't know. There shouldn't be.
No, there shouldn't be.
I think we've learned enough over time that mental health issues are real and people deal with them differently. So I don't have any problem with what she did. She's already accomplished enough. And here's the underlying story, the dirty little secret that people don't want to talk about, is that these Tokyo games are a disaster, and they all know it. Like, they go out there to empty arenas, and here you are, Simone Biles, and you know, the two golfers got sent home. The U.S. basketball team is going through the motions for the most part, although I made a big mistake.
You bet Iran plus 42?
It was 41.5 with Rieger. And he said, oh, they're going to win by 50. I said, no, come on. Iran has this guy, and then they had that other guy, and no, they didn't cover the
spread. They have no NBA players. That's their problem.
Right. But I just think, you know, and Tokyo is just getting lambasted by their own citizens because infections are rising now and nobody can go to the games and the stands are empty. I think the entire atmosphere is – I don't think she and many others felt the glory that is supposed to be the Olympics, and that has to be something – that pumps you up if it's there. And so I don't blame her at all.
All right, Woj, we appreciate it. Thanks for getting up early, and we'll talk to you soon. And hopefully the Domus can come up with a second-round selection for the Pistons tomorrow show.
Or maybe I'll change the first-round selection. What about that, Stoney?
Be interesting. I do agree with you. If he picks Green number one and doesn't make a trade, that's the only thing that would disappoint me.
It would disappoint me, and then watch in 2 years, he turned out to be right. So
yeah,
we have to shut our mouths. But, we'll see. A little intrigue.
Absolutely. All right, thanks.
Woo!
All right, that's Wednesdays with Wojo, as always, powered by BetQL. Be a better, and download the BetQL app today. Visit BetQL.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!